Sultans of String has been wowing audiences with its genre-hopping sound for over a decade. Three-time Juno nominees, Billboard-charting band. They mix Celtic, Django jazz, flamenco, Arabic, Cuban, and South Asian rhythms. And more recently, have looked to Canada's Indigenous musicians to broaden the sonic scope further. On Thursday, January 25th, 8 p.m., Sultans of String will bring the musical multimedia event Walking Through the Fire to the Rose Theater, Brampton. We'll talk about a few other stops on that tour as well as we get into this Métis fiddling, but also an East Coast kitchen party. It's rumba, rock, Pacific Northwest drumming. The classic ensemble will be joined by a rich roster of musicians and will feature sounds from across the nation and nations. It's a celebration of Turtle Island with fiddlers, dancers, and singers on board. Tickets.brampton.ca to be there. Joining us is violinist and world traveler Chris McCool. He's the co-founder of Sultans of String. He's helped to produce the group's recordings, received the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal for his efforts to bring music to at-risk youth. As well, special part of this concert, it is Mark Marilainen. He came up in Thunder Bay and his roots trace back to the Chippewas of Nawash, Cape Croker. His mission has been to transform the sound and image of Indigenous music. He's been part of major award events and world happenings from the Doors to the Olympics. Beyond the tour, he's a producer for the next generation of Indigenous performers. Chris and Mark, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's great to be with you folks. Chris, I feel like you've been slowly over the years incorporating more and more into the sound of Sultans of String. Is this kind of the next step of you? Is that what you've been slowly building and just traveling the world and finding more to add to this gumbo?
You know, so I'm a more is more kind of guy, and my co-producer, John Beetle Bailey, also is a more is more kind of guy. It's very dangerous when you get the two of us in the room together because it's like every album becomes like an escalating series of dares. Like,
everything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
But this is something that was kind of in the back of my head in the works for a while, but we released an album called Refuge during the pandemic.
I remember that.
The first song was almost like a land acknowledgement with Dr. Duke Redbird, who lives here in Toronto. Beautiful piece, and it was really great to get to work with him. And as that wound down, Duke said, so Chris, when are you going to do for awareness of Indigenous issues what you've done for awareness of new immigrants and refugees? And so it was a very direct call to action.
Right, yeah.
You don't say no to Duke. And so I reached out to Mark. I've been a fan for a couple of decades now of his fantastic music and other artists that I've had the opportunity to work with, like Shannon Thunderbird and Don Ross, and started asking them for recommendations of who we should check out and maybe collaborate with. And it just went on from there until at one point I had like the map of Canada on my desk, and let's see if we can make this go from coast to coast to coast with Indigenous artists.
I think too, you know, once you've been around for a long time, you do need to keep thinking of what's next so that you want to keep doing it.
I really need to feel challenged.
Yeah.
I love playing music, but it's not enough for me. There has to be some social value. It has to make the world a better place.
And Mark, you've been looking to take Indigenous artistry into the future. And so what does that look like to you? I would think this is part of it to some degree.
It is, absolutely. And this is why when Chris had reached out to me a few years ago, just before the pandemic started, I was excited and jumped on the opportunity. Because for the past 30 years, I've been doing my own unique brand of Indigenous, let's call it rock, if you will, with the Najuwan Project, and we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. We released our first cassette back in 1994. I hear cassettes are coming back.
I'm just
back,
winding it
right?
back as we speak, actually. Yeah,
so. So I've been trying to, you know, bring Aboriginal or Indigenous music out to the mainstream for years. And in recent years, my wife and I started a record label that we specialize in releasing and distributing music by Indigenous artists. This whole collaboration project was something I wanted to be a part of. And not just because of what we're trying to do as a unit, but also just the amazing musicians involved on this project, like the Sultans, Chris here, as well as people like Leo Gilday and Don Ross and all these other people that I've admired, that I've admired over the years. And I get to share the stage with them. And it's great playing this show night after night. And it's really amazing to see the responses from the audiences, too, because they're feeling that.
I was about to ask. You have a huge roster of dates in 2023. We've got this set here in 2024. Mm-hmm. What is that feedback? What are you feeling after night of doing this show?
Well, I think it's been great overall. Just from seeing the people's faces in the audience and then coming to talk to us after the program, after the show's over, we hopefully sell some merch and sign some CDs and t-shirts. And it's just wonderful talking to all the people that come up to us and share also their stories. Sometimes they'd hear a song that resonated with them and they'll talk to us about that. So we definitely love the feedback that we're getting, and we're just hoping this continues on. It's just such a great love fest, for lack of better words.
If you are just joining us, Chris McCool and Mark Marilainen are here on Thursday, January 25th. What we mentioned, it is happening, 8 p.m. Sultans of String with Walking Through the Fire at the Rose Theatre, Brampton. We've got some other dates as well. Kingston on January 23rd, the 19th in Ottawa, a couple nights in Guelph, January 30th and 31st, and as well February 1st, and then Scarborough on February 2nd. So do have a look. You can just head to the Sultans of String website and go from there for this particular concert, January 25th, tickets.brampton.ca. So what is this concert? I mean, it sounds like you've put a lot into it. We talk about Métis fiddling. I've certainly enjoyed a few East Coast kitchen parties in my day, which is one of the best things in life. Rumba, rock, drumming, an extra added roster to the usual roster of Sultans. So take us into it a bit.
Yeah, this whole show, Walking Through the Fire, was inspired by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's 94 Calls to Action and Final Report that calls for Indigenous and non-Indigenous artists to come together. Collaborative projects that produce works that contribute to the reconciliation process. So we got together with all these different artists from coast to coast to coast and wrote songs with them. In some cases, they brought a song in, or they would write the lyrics and Sultans of String would write the music, or we arrange it together. So on our tour, we've got Mark, of course. We also have Alyssa Del Barasadchuk. If you're looking for a kitchen party, she's the most amazing violist I've ever had the opportunity to perform with. She's from the Métis Fiddler Quartet. We've got Shannon Thunderbird, Tsimshian Elder from the Pacific Northwest. We've got North Sound, which is a husband and wife country duo from the prairies.
Right.
We've got...
It's a Cross Canada review here.
It's like a festival in a box. Yeah. We've got an incredible dancer too, Lisa Ojig, two-time world champion hoop dancer. And we did this with her once before, and it was just mind-blowing. Like, she stole the show. She's got, like, I don't know, a dozen hula hoops in her hand, and she's dancing around to the music, spinning in circles, putting hoops in her teeth as she arranges it all, and then at the end, this big sort of ball of hula hoops that she kind of throws up in the air, like, people just drop their jaw. So we bring in the music, but the dance, it's just such a celebration. It's really beautiful.
I love it. Walking Through the Fire. Tell me more about that choice.
You know, fire can be very destructive, as we saw last summer with the forest fire. So our Indigenous art designer, Mark Rutledge, we were talking about the concept of walking through the fire, and he was saying, yeah, well, up in the Yukon where he lives, when the fire rips through, it just obliterates everything, right? And you're left with a forest of blackened sticks and the earth is charcoal. But what comes out of that, like the first flower, the first plant that comes out of it, is this flower called fireweed. And it's on the cover of the album and it's in all our artwork. It's this beautiful magenta flower.
Right,
and you see like fields of magenta, like rivers of magenta. And that's the plant that nourishes the next generation of forest that comes up. And when we talk about a forest fire, like there's this fear that you feel inside because fire can take away your forest, it can take away your town, right? But what lies on the other side of fire, it can be this regrowth and this rebirth. And so this project, Walking Through the Fire, is all about like, well, it's doing something that's difficult in some ways, coming together to do this kind of collaboration. People, especially even the word reconciliation, can make you nervous. Like,
sure,
what does that mean to me as a settler? Like, what are you looking for as a changed society or whatever? But going through this process together with these artists has been incredible. And we come out the other side with these new relationships. and the opportunity for understanding and sharing that understanding with other people and modeling it on stage. That's the power in this album. So it's really a fire can be difficult, but there's hope on the other end, and hopefully we come through it stronger.
Mark, is there, obviously this was a real labor of love and was very much the birth of this tour, putting this record together. Anything on this particular record that you're specifically proud of looking at it and the project coming together and the tracks that you worked on?
Yeah, I love all the music. I mean, especially, of course, the track that I worked on, of course.
Let's not forget that one.
That's right. And that track also has an interesting story because we put a video to it, which is kind of a sci-fi sort of space video. And my wife and I had to learn how to do all that during the pandemic because during the lockdowns, we couldn't like hire a production company. So we bought like a gigantic green screen and we learned how to make our own sort of sci-fi green screen.
You're not the first musician to come in here and talk about incredible video creations that happened out of pure desperation. So yeah, I get it. Yeah. So that's The Beautiful Darkness Beautiful Darkness.
That's right.
Okay. I think we'll listen to a little of that, but I want to remind people it is the Walking Through the Fire Tour with Sultans of String and Friends, and an incredible project. So January 19th, Ottawa, if you're listening in that region, Kingston on the 23rd, and then the Big Brampton Show, tickets.brampton.ca at the Rose Theater, January 25th, 8 p.m., three nights in Guelph, January 30th, 31st, February 1st, and then heading to Scarborough here on February 2nd.
The thing about performing at the Rose Brampton, that I'm really looking forward to this because I've never been able to play there before. It's a beautiful theater, and it's just going to be an exceptional place to play the show.
It is Chris McCool and Mark Marilainen. Thursday, January 25th, 8 p.m., Sultans of String. And you can, of course, have a look at the Sultans of String website, which is easy to remember, sultansofstring.com, for all the tour dates, but tickets.brampton.ca. Gentlemen, great to have you both here.
Thanks so much.
Safe inside, but now is not the time to run and hide. We must come together and we gotta do what's right. We gotta break the darkness and become the light. Spirit to the tallest tree. The future was made for us, yeah, you and me.